Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. That little rhythmic me, myself, and I phrase might seem altogether void of meaning at first glance, but it actually gives us a tiny glimpse into a great self-truth. When you speak to yourself, there is somebody listening. Honestly, there is. Stay with me here, okay? I have on many occasions heard people abuse themselves over the littlest things. Yes, I said abuse themselves, for that is exactly what they do when they say stupid or idiot, when they drop their keys while carrying groceries to their car or accidentally delete a number from their phone. Oftentimes I wonder, would this same person accept that language from anybody else on the matter? Perhaps yes, perhaps no. What I'd like to draw your attention to now is that no matter how small the negative word is, be it fat, ugly, useless, stupid, lazy, slack, whatever, somebody is listening, and that somebody is you. Even if you're completely and utterly alone, when you dish out that bad self-talk, you're serving it up to yourself to swallow. A lot of people might shrug this off and respond with me with something like, "I'm just saying that, I don't mean it really." But I beg to differ, and greatly. What's the point to think and say anything unless it matters? If the action which spurred on that negative self-talk didn't mean anything to you, then you would not think or say any more about it, would you? The very act of uttering negative words to yourself, silently or out loud, is an admission to yourself of how you feel. And who's your biggest cheerleader? The part of you who listens. And if you don't give yourself a good rap, you'll make it hard for yourself to cheer yourself on, especially when you most need it. Now, I expect there might be people out there who question my sanity, thinking, what's she going on about? When I talk to myself, there's just me, there's no separation. But in my opinion, that's utterly incorrect. When you speak to yourself, you think, when you daydream, when you do anything, there is, at the very least, a doer and a watcher or a listener. Stop a moment and think about that. And while you think about that, notice that there's one part of you who's doing the thinking and another part that it's listening to the thinking. Yes, my friend, you are more complicated and grand than you may have ever realized. Now, I believe that positive self-talk can change your entire life. So make a point to stop and recognize when you utter anything negative to yourself and change it right away. Correct it by apologizing or replacing it with a loving and supportive statement. Who better to nurture your soul and cradle your gloriousness than yourself? Now let me be quite clear here. I'm not talking about adding conceit or arrogance to your daily routine. What I'm talking about is giving yourself allowance to be who you are, despite the circumstance, even if in that moment you made a mistake or maybe you didn't do the best you could. This simple shift in your internal chatter from negative to positive can and will, I promise it will, change your life forever, and eventually it'll change the lives of others. Now, this process takes practice, like learning how to walk or ride a bike. Don't give up just because you don't notice major improvements after the first couple of attempts. Do the best you can to avoid abusing yourself in order to teach a lesson. Encourage yourself through positive self-talk. The next time you're in the checkout line, perhaps you might have been rude and you might have been thinking some really bad things about the lady who was serving you. Don't think, "You idiot, you didn't have to be so mean." Just think, "Next time, I will not be rude to the lady serving me," or "Next time, I will be better." Isn't that what you would do to encourage a family member, friend, or child when wanting to teach them something for their own good? Learning through pain or anger simply instills more of the same, pain and anger. Whereas if you talk to yourself with love and support, it instills more of that wonderful good stuff. So how do you treat yourself? Do you say things to nurture inner growth, happiness, and love? Or do you self-sabotage your life by belittling the only house in which you live in right now? You. You're too beautiful to abuse. Treat yourself kindly and take care with whatever words you place after "I am." So if you think I'm crazy talking about us as though there's a doer and a listener, there's two different people in the same body, or do you agree with me? Either way, I'd love to hear your comments, so please feel free to leave one below.